John McNulty, co-owner of Grand Canyon Caverns, takes me to my table for one.
We're in the elevator, and we're going down 210 feet. It took 2 years of dynamiting and 2 more years to rig the elevator.
When the elevator door opens, the first thing you notice is the silence, except for a little Sinatra playing in the background. It's a very active silence.
Because the cave absorbs literally all sound, because this is air coming in from the sidewall of the Grand Canyon through 43 miles of limestone filtering, and then the absolute silence.
It's the largest dry caverns in the country, with miles of tunnels and a main chamber the size of a football field. It was crafted by an ancient ocean. Much later, there were unsuccessful plans to mine it, and at one point, it was a fully stocked Cold War fallout shelter. Now, it's McNulty's restaurant.
It's kind of a combination of French bistro meets mine. People are enchanted by it.
He was inspired by the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant at Disneyland. But instead of an indoor moonlit bayou, the cavern's grotto is real. Veins of quartz and crystal run across the ceiling with a view that opens up into the main chamber. It's quaint. There's only room for a handful of people to enjoy lunch or dinner.
We like to do everything here as if it were 1958 to 1964. And that includes the food. Everything is made from scratch and with the very best ingredients. And kind of, you know, it really does remind you of going to grandma's house.
I order a pulled pork sandwich and steak fries. Getting it to my table before it gets cold is quite a process. Special buckets are used to lower the food down from the kitchen. They look a lot like mining pails. Nicole Vodder explains.
And how it works is what we do, we get your food ready up top, and then we have a silver pail that we pack everything into, take it down to the grotto, and then we have a pulley system, like a dummy waiter, that we hook it to, which your waiter will pull up once we ding the bell for you.
My food arrives. I can eat with my hands, of course, it's a sandwich, but I can't touch anything around me. The natural architecture is extremely sensitive to human contact. Lawrence Lee is the head tour guide at Grand Canyon Caverns.
The walls and formations are millions of years old, and any bare hand touch to those formations will leave dirty stains from the oils and salts from your hands.
To minimize this, the restaurant is built on a platform on top of the rock formations. It's sort of like a treehouse. The kitchen and bathrooms are above ground for the same reason.
If we were to cook down there, definitely the grease from the fryers would put oil stains on the formations and the walls of the caverns.
Lee says running a restaurant underground isn't easy, but the scenery alone is worth it. For KNAU, I'm Justin Regan.
That's life. What all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And
there's nothing shaking come this here July. I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and